Yes, and now welcome to another range of another package. Well done, Caricom, for Inside Europe Alliance from Football Republic. Welcome once again, wherever you watch us from or wherever you listen to us from. And we don't enter the matter for Inside this Waka for Euro Balls. This one, Euro Ballians, like I talked before. And remember, say yes, I get my goons inside the studio. I get Jovita with they here too. And also Bucci.
I mean, they do that.
Oh, no, Kala. Yes, two of them follow the inside studio. And Moku, start from the beginning of our Waka and our talk today. And Secretary Jamaica, I start with you. Chelsea, the bids where people they want buy Chelsea from Roman Abramovich. We don't see from what we hear say about four people don't already submit their bid. They don't already approve and say okay, may they move on to the next stage. Make I just quickly talk about the people them. I think they say the Ricketts family now them be the owners of Chicago Cub. For inside the US, that is, I think, now baseball.
Yeah.
Also, they get LA Dodgers part owner, maybe Todd Boehly, and the former Liverpool chairman Sir Martin Broughton. And also, we have Nick Candy. They say that one, Arsenal, and na Chelsea fan. He said, follow the inside the matter. And also, the man who follow the Atalanta, Steven Pagliuca. These four bids basically are the ones we will know. But the truth of the matter, be say, I don't see news of 2.5. I don't see 2.2 billion. I don't see the highest one. I don't see that 2.7. Where Saudi media group where they not allow them. I don't know. They don't follow them. But the truth of the matter be say, this team we won't buy Chelsea or whoever go buy Chelsea. Should I go fee spend money like Roman Abramovich? Because you look at Abramovich and the way we take spend for the last 19 years, in the spend based on say, you know they find returns. For man to even talk, say ah,
but it's still the 1 point, returns.
You know they get returns. No,
but
you know
at
they
least
make profit.
The club, with all the trophies, everything.
When you say returns, I mean you put money, you get money back.
Yeah.
Now what's I mean? You know they get those returns because the 1.5 billion, where we say even talk, say Ingo forget. Now part of the team why they talk and question why they ask now, the right owner for Chelsea right about now, who you think say they suppose or suppose win them?
You know say if to say no be the pressure way
based on the wealth of all these owners too.
If no be the pressure way Abramovich day, I'm not sure say go even think come to sell Chelsea for now.
Even if
we go sell later on, but not for now. But the way things take day now, people don't come out. But then I feel say a lot of Chelsea fans they fear. Because this man come, we see how he take turn around the club. We see money where he pump inside the club. We see how players, they take one play for him. They play for the club because of the way we say then carry receive them inside the club side. And now these people don't come. Like that Ricket family, for instance, now, people talk, say, make them not allow them bid or even win the bid. Even if they don't sit down with Chelsea trust people, the fans, sit down, talk. And even after the meeting, they still talk, say, no. They don't want to make this family follow inside people who go bid for Chelsea. Not because they don't get money, but because of some issues we don't happen in the past when it concerns race, when it concerns religion, and then feels. Because if you check that Chelsea team, a very diverse team, you go see Muslim, you go see people from Africa, you go see people from Europe, you go see some Africans, let me say they play for European countries. So for that kind man, family to come out, make some kind statement, and you won't make this man bid for the club. Now, dear fear day, how many of them get the best interest of this club side at heart? This man do an a passion. He love the team. Now, make and they do what they do for the team. How many of them feed them? We see what happened with Arsenal. Now, profit in they fine. One year end, everybody counts my money. Give me. You no consign and the club they go down. You no win anything. No consign. You know they bothered. And these Americans now the same thing. All of them are profit-oriented people. Now, there their mind there. They don't care what happened to the club. We see how Liverpool self on take there. Although, in recent years now, come like those ones done soft, pedal small, spend money, bring in some players like Alisson, Mo Salah, bring in Virgin van Dijk. And after that time, maybe this boy will come from Luis Diaz, will just come in now. How many of these people, you won't make them bid for club? They don't want to make some people bid. Like this Saudi group now, when they talk, they say they're bid no reject. Now, lie. After the takeover of Newcastle, they don't talk saying that dirty money, now Saudi people carry come. So they don't want to make foreigners continue to get hand inside waiting they happen for inside England, especially with the top clubs. Okay. Yes, when they say foreigners, I know say they go say Ashe, but this was an Americans. But they know what thing they do.
No wala. No wala. We go hope. We will still see how and who the who will finally win the bid. We hear say they don't shortlist these four people.
They say till April.
The Rain Bank, the New York Bank, Rain Group, the Rain Group, or Rain Bank. Mm. And them they in charge of the bidding. But Bucci, question again what I go ask now say for Chelsea, Roman Abramovich they look for £3 billion. The highest we don't see any English club we didn't sell. Now Manchester United, £760 million. And if Chelsea bid, whoever wins Chelsea this bid, buy Chelsea for anything more than 2.5 billion, that one go create a record for any sports franchise, any sports business. Should Chelsea worth 2.5 billion?
Yes, pounds. I think the highest sports venture, I think, now Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
With this guy, this Russian guy. No, that's one guy I didn't get me for one guy, I buy him for big money. See, what I would like him or not?
I think that was $3 million.
Less
than 2.5
Look at Chelsea.
Billion pounds.
Chelsea now club for everybody.
Yeah.
I think Roman Abramovich change this.
But the reason why they talk, the reason why they ask this question, say, share them what 2.5
then
billion.
Then what time in every way?
Now, because, say, first off, then they talk, say, Chelsea need new ground. Because this Stamford Bridge,
they plan move or expand them?
This, but we know, say, this Stamford Bridge they use. Now, rent, they rent them. Okay. Maybe Chelsea get them. Now, Chelsea in the last 19 years never really declare profit. Now, for a club, what we say, you know, say you go still build new stadium, you go need to they make profit at least for the next 5, 6, 7 years. Sexy talk about Kroenke, where they make profit with us now. Say Chelsea, you will be buyer. You feel, say, 2.5 billion pounds. What Chelsea?
Definitely.
To
what? Yes, now. Because Chelsea get level now. No, now. Chelsea get level. Yes, you might say they declare their income, but look at the club. The standard of the club. Where the club don't go.
If Man U, everywhere. If Man U, if he buy Man U for 760 million
when
pounds.
When they buy Man U, but ACBS don't say
2003.
Don't say it today. The difference is wide. Mm. Same thing with players.
And Man U get glory that time past Chelsea.
Chelsea get to catch their Champions League currently winners. The best club in Europe. Best club in the world. Best club in the world. Get world-class players. You go shock you in 3 years' time, they go feed by club, 6 billion. We move with time, and these guys have the money. Mm. What I would like come on another investment. Chelsea is an investment. Owner definitely will collect money for the club. But as you they collect, that's what you take the pool too. But at the end of the day, you collect more because it's your investment. Chelsea wants everything. Roman Abramovich changed this movement of ownership. Not just owner in B, he's a fan.
Yeah. There's a huge difference.
Roman,
him.
They come in everywhere for the world. He brought owners out.
To start to the own football clubs.
Not be say own football club. To relate with fans and players. Roman opening door with the Chelsea players, they come meet him.
That one Desha.
They like him. The fans love him. He take Chelsea from one state. Chelsea now just Van Dressa now for Nigeria now.
He's in a Van Dressa.
Now Van Dressa them, they're the dress now.
Okay, but
Roma carry them right now. They want Chelsea don't win everything. Bro, on the get level.
Well, no, but you can't be that thing where I they tell you.
Yeah.
This man, the club mean more to him. Mm. But these guys where they bid, now the pogri then come for.
Listen, at the end of the day, now you go won't choose.
He has the right to choose.
So, it'd be like Pekin where we said and talk, say, you know, fit, we want to take custody of this Pekin from you.
Mm.
So, if they find who he go give the Pekin to, we go take care of the Pekin well and not be selfish about it.
Mostly, who go win the bid finally. Last, don't talk, say, don't shortlist four candidates, new candidate here. And this is that one, a Chelsea fan. We have even some Korean companies or Korean partners too, want join the candidate too. And they Todd Bowley too, did the Ricketts family serve them the follow day. Most say all this matter go. Hopefully, they go sell Chelsea by the end of the season so that they go spend money on top new players where they go need to buy. But moving on from that, so Moku enter Manchester United and Moku start from Paul Pogba during the week, just last week before international break starts. He been give interview, talk, say he get one time he been dead depression. And Bucci, question me I want to ask, now say, you win trophies under this man where you talk, say you did under depressed with. Under in time, now you win your trophy last. But now you come out to talk, say that period you did depressed. And now you know, sign new contract with Manchester United. This same Pogba, what they talk about for the last two seasons, we never really see him do the things that we know, say if he do, especially after winning the World Cup for 2018. Check Pogba, they use excuse or truly depression if you worry him that period.
Depression if you worry anybody. If you worry anybody. But the thing about this thing is that when you they win, you could shout, you could celebrate. When you lose, you take depression. Like sometimes
they depressed after
they bust my brain
after nonsense play where you play.
If they win, they depressed. I go say, oh wow, you're a human being. But you as a footballer, you get two options. It's either you win or you lose. Your head need to, if you get that money, is what will cure your depression. So Boba is a fantastic player. But Boba too, you know they live in glory too. Boba will go see for United play. Go France, play well. When they win World Cup, we're playing Nottingham United. Go France, go win World Cup. Like, we see two different personalities. Don't understand, seeing that the mental faculty, blah, blah, blah. But same coach, we go start you, also go still bench you. You're in a squad of 23 players. No player, no club, no player, go replace you. So fix up. Number one, at the bench, they bench you. They don't kill you. They don't pursue you. So which kind of pressure? You still get money. So what kind of money are you talking about? Say you put on the bench? Player, you were the start. Some other player, they were bent because they start too. So now about some kind thing. So I know they play with depression because it's actually a very, very big something. But if it should be categorized for some kind of people. Sorry. Two graduates, coaching. So like, it should not be every situation. Abia. You go bring depression, not every situation. If you tell me to your personal life, because footballer, being a footballer, personal life, they're two different things. If not your personal life, I can understand. So it's not my business, but at least cure your depression. But if not football-wise, you never have only live in glory. If you play well, they bench you, I understand. But you play nonsense.
You play rubbish.
You play confirmed your team qualification nonsense. Match. Like, last time I play well, that time I still get girlfriend. Nah, nothing they happen. Okay. So what's wrong with him?
Thank you, Bucci. And sexy, you're moving on from Pogba. Still for Manchester United. We say don't shortlist coaches them. We're going to take over from Ralf Rangnick. Possibly, with the reason say maybe last now Erik ten Hag they go hire because we say they already interview and they don't do some kind talking things with him, waiting good fit do with the club and all the rest. But you look Erik ten Hag and you look Mauricio Pochettino, you look their two side by side. Even though say we know say other coaches then they in the line. With the ESA, Lopetegui says that the I am, we say Luis Enrique. But we don't say, for Luis Enrique, he go hard. Because he go one carry Spain, go World Cup. That one, sure. Lopetegui, I don't know whether he go feel one come out for Sevilla at this point in time. But the two coaches, I feel, say, truly, then go follow day inside the running. Now, Erik ten Hag and Mauricio Pochettino. Between these two, Sexy Joe, realistically for Manchester United, taking them forward, because now Manchester United never moved forward in the last couple of years. If they won't move forward, who be the coach where you feel, say, between these two, Pochettino and Erik ten Hag, who go carry them, go front?
If no be say, you don't use your hand.
Pick two already.
Yeah. If I use my hand, pick my own two.
Yes.
Oh yeah, pick your own
pick
two.
Because...
No, pick your own
no
two.
No way where I go even put Lopetegui or Pochettino. I think it's between Erik ten Hag and, of course, Luis Enrique. As far as I'm concerned.
The deal, yes. I don't say you get reason, but the deal with Luis Enrique, why they get problem with, you see, you know, if you leave Spanish work, say you want to go to coach club, when you get contract with the Spanish team.
Who tell you say no go feel leave? What's it happen with this man?
He can leave.
They sack him.
Yes, she been decided. He got signed contract with Real Madrid. You can leave.
They'll keep their money, you resign.
But the truth of the matter, we say right now, Enrique is saying he won't go World Cup with Spain.
After World Cup then.
After World Cup.
They get interim. They can't even interim.
Pata. They elongate this guy. You could rap. Because for me, I feel say this man Erik ten Hag, fantastic job where he did with Ajax. Since we say take over there, person will achieve 100 wins, 128 games.
So
what
you got there with now?
Then Luis Enrique too. No, I did tell you say I get reasons why I take Komo to keep two.
Okay.
So I don't tell you the reason for this one. Now this Luis Enrique now go Barcelona 9 trophies in how many years?
Are you kidding me?
The same man. Mono forget said the same Luis Enrique. Apart before he coached Barcelona, Ingoroma no do nothing.
Yes.
If they coach Celta Vigo, no do nothing.
It did happen, but in record, sometimes you just need opportunity elsewhere
sexy
to prove
form.
Yourself.
Sexy on form.
And
all you did your head.
Today,
all you did your head.
So as I take talk, these two candidates fine, but for Pochettino, for a guy we never win anything.
Really?
Never win anything for Tottenham Hotspur.
He don't win cup with PSG.
No, I mean for Tottenham Hotspur. Go PSG, manage Colobiwe team, only one, at the end of the day. See now, the whole place don't scatter. PSG don't scatter. Dressing room don't divide. This so inexperienced to coach a big side. And Man United, believe me, you know of it. You know of it.
I'm going to get coach past Pochettino.
Really?
What if that guy would have passed United now? What if that name my guy? That's what they're going to MFF.
Fidelis, coach past Pochettino.
I'm going to catch you what they talk now. Coach past Pochettino.
Even you coach past Pochettino.
I'm not coming at Castilla. I coach past all of them. So you coach past all of them, yes. But I coach not Pochettino too. But what has this guy done in his life?
But seriously, what has he done?
What has he done?
Oh, okay.
Now, Piaro now.
Piaro. Best we enter
Pochettino
final.
Pochettino could have built himself up.
He could have built himself up to be one of the best coaches in the world.
That PSG job was too big for him.
If Pochettino should be coaching average team because an average manager.
I tell you, for now.
Club, Tottenham was there for life.
Star studded side like PSG.
Club will coach Liverpool for like two, three years, not win anything.
Growth day. We even want Liverpool they lose.
But at least we saw what he did with Tottenham.
No growth for Tottenham when Pochettino did there.
You can compare Tottenham, where Tottenham did, with where Dortmund did when your club did. I don't say all day, but let me talk.
Wait, first, because I won't get your analysis, like, apart from the jokes.
I know the analysis, I don't like him, that's all.
But at least make I know the reason why they talk, say, Pochettino was a failure at Tottenham Hotspur.
Yes, he started very well, but towards the end, he failed.
Failed as, like, how?
They don't sack him. When they sack you, you failed.
He win anything.
What did he win?
You know, second place for this life. But he could have built himself up.
Because Saka means he failed. He's an overrated manager.
So we can gladly say Arsene Wenger was sacked and
Arsene Wenger was not sacked. He left.
No, mutual consent. They told him say he go.
Arsene
Wenger is a failure.
I can go aggressive. Where's the red card? They will never be next in this life.
Since Arsene Wenger come. Asna, you don't get work.
Please, he get work with FIFA.
For
which
he
went on a big
role. Majority of the rules where they come to get to go now. Not through the man as a vendor they come. He get work with FIFA.
He was captain in 14 o'clock. I want you here.
He don't retire from coaching now. He's head of football waiting.
Head of global football development.
Thank you. For FIFA.
Good position. Head of global football development.
If they make changes to the rules of the game.
If Wenger not be failing, if I don't get club, that's not my
problem. That's your problem. That's your problem.
Wenger is 60-something. What did they find again? Coaching Arsenal for 20-something years.
Roy Hodgson is over 70.
No, you focus on Alex Ferguson. Make him come out. Call coach man.
Roy Hodgson.
Upon Walker.
Roy Hodgson. Roy Hodgson, senior.
I've never been.
So therefore.
He's still coaching.
Not by choice.
Move on to me. I've never been sorted in my life like this.
Since where Real Madrid lose 4-0, Timmy never gets insane.
Pochettino, that failure. Ah, man, no, I don't understand.
I've never been sorted like in my life.
No, now winner.
One light alive.
No, now winner.
Let's go.
Moving on. Moku, move on to one-on-one.
We're going to do one-on-one again. So, you know, it's a go cross Wenger. Go cross Wenger.
Is it Wenger get work with FIFA?
Wenger don't get work with FIFA.
I don't die.
So what places to go get work now FIFA from coaching? Sexy
job. He don't change football. He don't pay in dues. And he still changing for the game.
Even Amunike, whenever I reach anywhere, they work with FIFA.
But compared to the position where Arsene Wenger there for FIFA, Amunike never reach.
One on one.
I'm not arguing. You have annoyed me.
Italian people no go World Cup. Right. Sexy Joe for the second time.
So sad.
2018 they no go.
At all. Russia.
2022 they no go there for Qatar.
Qatar, yeah.
Who will go blame for this matter?
I go say now, so it take happen. It happen. What it of Canada they will qualify for the first time in 36
so
years?
So Thunder waste time for the same place. The same time or the same place.
Not be the same players and the same coach then carry. Go win Euros. It happen.
No, I mean say 2018, they no qualify.
They no learn lesson.
And if they learn lesson, now when they no can qualify, who we go push the blame for? Because you look the squad, like you mentioned, this same squad some months ago,
win the Euros.
Then win the Euros.
Yeah.
So what you go say be the problem with Italian football?
I feel say Italy no take their chances when they're supposed to take their chances, especially during the group stages.
Mm.
They miss so many chances. They miss penalties. Even Jorginho, they blame himself. Say, if only I had converted. There are some games they're supposed to win. Where Italy, either they draw or they lose.
Mm.
And now the whole team come bounce back. That's why they find themselves for that position of to go play playoff.
So now everybody you blame.
Well, I don't even know who I won't blame.
You know,
because they were down and almost out before this man came.
Because Pochettino no did.
Before Roberto. before Roberto Mancini came, we see how Italy take day.
Yeah.
They don't qualify for the 2018 World Cup.
True.
We see how everything take day. This man come. He put in input. Although a lot of people they talk say in they play Pep Guardiola style. Say make you no play Pep Guardiola style. Mm. Instead, make you go with your head club style of game. But it no matter. It they happen for football. It they so unfortunate. Say their own can't be back to back. But then they still need to make changes to their team.
Okay.
Against some players will be say, and funny enough, oh, for this game against Macedonia, they bring back so many players.
Yeah.
They bring back this man, where then they call Ciro Immobile for this North Macedonia game. Then bring back Nkano Napoli Kafia, Insigne.
No.
For this particular game, because then we drop them, bring some other guys.
Yeah.
Then they can't drop those some other guys. Can't bring them for this particular last game where they play against North Macedonia. Verratti, follow.
So,
Jorginho,
so
follow.
In a way, now you're talking about the players.
I go say not the players.
The players.
Maybe they don't play to instructions. Okay. Or maybe
they don't step up their game.
Exactly. They don't look and say North Macedonia. Now, and funny enough, for group stage, why they don't qualify for the last World Cup, the 2018 World Cup? Mm. Then draw with North Macedonia.
Why
that one still not teach their sense.
They try to remember
Ken Moche. They no still learn lesson. They draw 1-1 with North Macedonia. That one supposed to tell them when they meet them again, say, these people no be pushovers. They fit be minnows, but they no be pushovers.
Mm. Thank you very much. Yes, my people, we will put full stop on top of the matter for Europa Alliance for today. RNG based on say yes, we don't give everything when I need to know. Remember, yes, club football will return this weekend after international break. And hopefully, we will enjoy plenty from the club sides then. And also, Champions League will return next week. We'll still there to still give now every as it concerns the Champions League quarterfinals. And also, everything will go happen this weekend for inside all the leagues will go come back after the international break. Remember, I say this now, Europa Alliance on Top Football Republic. If you subscribe to our channel on Top YouTube, like I talk, the channel now Football Republic NG, Republic with a K. And also, the notification button, try click them so that every of our videos we say we upload, you're going to get that notification. So yes, it don't day on Top YouTube. And if you go watch, till I tell you again next time, and I do well, I say, remember, you're one and only Timmy, the Pigeon Commentator of the Federal Republic, signing out. Now, bye-bye, my people.